Reading Lignato.
Say that again.
Reading name... Lignato.
Okay. Okay. My name is Yvonne. I'm called doing callbacks this morning. Is there any way I can help you this morning?
Yeah, where are you calling from?
From customer support. That's what I do. I'm an employee. Pool accounts.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have two transactions on my credit card from.
Okay, could you give me your zip?
Appliance.
Okay, give me your zip code.
12182.
12182. And what's your name, ma'am?
Teresa Cenci, C-E-N-C-I.
Okay, wait a minute. C-E-N-C-I?
Yes.
Okay, and it's Teresa?
Yes.
Okay, hold on just one moment, Teresa.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Teresa. I'm still here listening. I'm looking for your account right now. I haven't found it. Okay, yes, I have. Thank you very much for waiting.
Mm-hmm.
Could you verify your address for me, please?
20 Deep Kill Lane, Troy, New York.
Okay. Give me a few moments. I'm waiting for your account to come down. Okay. It's showing that you went online for KitchenAid or utensils, pots and pans, and it was offered, but it's showing that the account was canceled, ma'am.
Well, I was still charged twice, and I never received anything.
The reason you didn't receive the pots and pans, ma'am, because you paid a shipping and handling fee, and it was in a sweepstakes, and it offered you a discount, welcoming gift, voucher that you were supposed to receive, but it says that it was canceled. So that's the reason why you haven't received the KitchenAid. You have to be notified by the sweepstakes that you are the winner of this KitchenAid. So hold on just one moment. Okay, yeah, it's showing that you paid
$7.95.
Okay, yeah. You paid $7.95.
Right, and then they charged me
$56.95. The reason it's showing, I see that now, that this was canceled on, it said approved, though, on here. So it says this was canceled. Let me check to make sure I'm telling you what it said to me. So, okay, your account was canceled on 11/22. Okay. And
canceled by who?
It doesn't say, ma'am. It says it was canceled on 11/22 at 3:10 p.m. So that was in the afternoon when you canceled it. The account.
So how do I get my money back?
Hold on, just one moment. So if it canceled on 11/22, you did this on the 7th. Oh, okay. So your account was canceled on the 22nd, and the charge came for $56.95. The charge came on 11/11, ma'am. That's why the charge is there, because the cancellation wasn't until November the 22nd. You were charged November the 11th for the $56.95, ma'am.
Right. So I've got nothing.
No, but you don't have it.
Money.
No. Not that they have your money. The $7.95, it was enrolled your kitchen that you KitchenAid that you paid the $7.94 for shipping and handling. When you paid this, it opened an entry for a discount on your account. And
so
you were supposed to receive the voucher as long as the account is open. But they didn't cancel this account to 11/22. The charge of $56.95 came on 11/11, ma'am. So the account was still open, and it was a valid charge on your account. So what I can do is cancel it. I guess again.
What is the charge for $56.95?
The charge is for that they gave this charge to you because the account was still open on 11/11.
But what was the charge for?
Before the pots and pans, because it was in a sweepstakes, ma'am, and they have to notify you to let you know that you're the winner of the kitchen set.
So they charge you $56.95 to put your name in?
They charge you every month. They make a charge on your account every month, even if you left this open, ma'am. And this one was still open when they canceled on 11/22, so you got a charge on 11/11 for $56.95, which is a valid charge because it's still open. It's just showing the date they canceled your account, but the account was still open up until.
They're not charging me, are they, every month?
No, once I cancel this for you, ma'am, for today, even though it's been canceled, I can cancel it for you.
Yes.
But what I can do for the $56.95, I can give you 35% of the charge back. Or I can be courtesy and give you 50% of this charge back to you and close the account
for you.
Yes, and I can give you a confirmation number also. Hold on just one moment.
Thank you.
Okay. Just one moment, ma'am. So you're gonna take the 50%, ma'am, off the $56.95, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. Let me let you know how much I'm gonna do a partial refund for you. Okay. So what I'm going to refund you, a partial refund, in 3 to 5 days is $28.48. Let me go back and do the cancellation for you. Let's see. Okay. Just while mommy is going back, I have to get to the refund of this for you so you can be refunded the money.
Okay.
It still take running slow. Thank you for waiting, though, ma'am. I have your confirmation number, your refund, and cancellation of the account again today to make sure that no charges come to you. Why is this so slow? Oh. Okay, here we go. Starting your refund for you. Mm. 56.25. Could you hold for me for one moment?
Yes.
Okay, I'm still here, ma'am. I have to send in this so they can give me, I know what I need to do. Okay. Okay. Teresa. See. Okay, hold on just one moment, Teresa. Thank you again for waiting. Let me do this now. So I have a code. I need an ID. Email. And what is your email?
Theresa.
Yes.
At readlaniado.com.
Okay, so I have Teresa at read. Len.
Laniado. LANIADO.
DL or DO?
D-O.
Okay, I have that then. Okay. Have your ID. And your phone number would be what?
518-618-6387.
Okay, hold on. Just one moment. I'm waiting for a response. Nobody. Okay. I have no idea this. I understand. Carolyn. Where is mine at? charged by. I need to do a partial. I can't. I'll be fine. Can't go to the that. The account is in chargeback. Okay. Teresa, hold on. Are you still there? So I'm looking at your account. Oh, I didn't see that. 11/21. Okay, Teresa. I ask about your refund here. They're letting me know that your account is in chargeback and we can't issue a refund. I can cancel your account again for you, but it's in chargeback. So I can't issue a refund to you, ma'am.
What's chargeback mean?
I'm not exactly sure, but I guess your account was in chargeback. So I don't know exactly what the chargeback. I don't know if they given something or taken a charge from you. I'm not sure to tell you the exact. Okay, hold on.
All right, just cancel the whole thing, will you please?
Okay, I can do that.
Biggest scam I've ever heard of.
Okay, so they're telling me. Did you file a dispute, ma'am?
Yes, I did.
That's why it's in chargeback. I guess they're waiting to see what the answer is, ma'am. I'm just letting you know what's told to me. So they are waiting to see what this is. The chargeback of the answer for it. So I will cancel the account for you and give you a confirmation number.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, I'm still here. I'm Teresa. So, let me give this to show for you. Okay, one more. Okay, so your I closed the account again. I can give you a confirmation number if you have a pencil. It's C as in Charlie, 262-534-717, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No.
Okay,
thank you,
ma'am. You have a nice day. Thank you for calling customer support.